Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
All in. Today's blog post is the audio version of a teaching video I recently did in my Godly Leadership series. In the show notes, I've shared a link to the video as well as some other resources you may want to check out. I love studying leadership and learning more about it. I love talking about leadership. I've got a series of posts on my blog under the heading called Godly Leadership. Didn't start out to be a series. I just wrote a single post, and I had a line in there that said, "A mark of a godly leader is one who raises up other godly leaders." Well, after a little while, I was studying something else, and I said, hey, another mark of a godly leader is, and I had a second idea, and now I'm up to almost 70 posts in that series. But one of the things that's fascinating to me about leaders is the upfront commitment. What goes on right at the very beginning? Consider Abraham. Abraham is living with his father, with his family, and it appears that they are very well off. They have some money. They have some servants. So they're not scraping to get by. They have some influence there. And yet God says, Abraham, I've got something else for you. I want you to follow me. The writer of Hebrews tells us that Abraham followed God, and here's the key phrase, not knowing where they were going. In other words, it wasn't like God pulled out a map and said, Abraham, you're here, and I want to take you over here. He just said, Abraham, I want you to follow me. And Abraham said, I'm in. Another great example is the transition from the prophet Elijah to Elisha. We know Elisha is very well off as well. We can tell by the number of sets of oxen and plows that they have. This wasn't just a small farming operation. This was a big farming operation that they had going. And Elijah comes and lays his mantle across Elisha's shoulders. And it says that Elisha immediately, he took his plow and he broke it apart, started burning it, killed his cows and roasted them and gave away the meat to everybody. This wasn't, again, Elijah saying, let me show you the job description of being a prophet. Here's the things that you can expect. He just simply laid the mantle over his shoulders, and Elisha burned his plows, cooked his cows, and said, I'm all in. I'm going to follow. What about Daniel? Daniel, when he gets to Nebuchadnezzar's court, he doesn't say, what are the odds if I do it this way or do it this way? We're only 8 verses into the book, and it says Daniel resolved that he wasn't going to defile himself. He's going to stick with the way that God does things. Or how about in the New Testament, the disciples? When Jesus comes to them and says, you've got a fishing operation, you've got a tax collecting business, whatever it is, just leave it and follow me. And the words that we usually read is immediately they left everything and they followed him. I love that right up front. I used this analogy almost 14 years ago in the very first sermon that I shared at Calvary Assembly of God. I handed out to everybody as they came in poker chips as they walked into the room. And I said, whether you play poker or not, you've probably seen it in a TV show or in a movie where somebody gets down to the dramatic conclusion and they'll put their hands on their big stack of chips and they'll say, they'll slide it to the middle of the table and they'll use that phrase, I'm all in. They push everything into the middle. But think about this. In that game of poker, they're already calculating the odds. They know what cards they're holding. They, if they're playing a game like Texas Hold'em, they can see the cards that are already face up on the table. They maybe have seen how other people have bet more aggressively or more conservatively, or maybe they've seen how many cards they've wanted to take. And so they've got an idea. They have calculated some things. And so when it comes to that moment where they say, I'm all in, they have in their minds at least a pretty good idea that they could win this thing. But in all these cases of Abraham and Elisha and Daniel and the disciples, they, in essence, said, I'm all in before they were even dealt a single card. Before they even knew anything, they said right up front, God, I trust you enough that I'm going to go all in right up front. And look what God was able to do through all of their lives.
All of us are blessed because of Abraham's obedience. Elisha went on to do twice as many miracles as Elijah. Nebuchadnezzar's court and then all of the kings that follow him are all blessed by having Daniel right there to speak wisdom to them. And then, of course, the disciples of Jesus go on to become these apostles that take the gospel all over the world. But that's only because right up front, these leaders said, "I'm all in. I trust you," right up front. I pray that that could be said about you and I, that when God says something to us, that we don't pull out our pen and our paper and start making a list of the pros and cons and saying, "Can you show me a little bit? Let me see a couple of cards first, and let me read a little job description. Show me on the map where you have." No, that we don't do any of that. When God says, "This is what I want you to do," we take whatever chips we have and we just say, "I'm all in," before I've even seen anything, because God, I trust you. If you're the one who's called me, you're going to be the one who's going to supply everything that I need at every step along the way. A mark of a godly leader truly is one who goes in all in up front and continues to stay all in throughout their entire ministry.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.